You read the Olam. Also, the Magid here also, to Mechadik Zayn him also. My wife tells me she's very happy to give these Chaburas. Similarly, this topic is the only one she ever usually listens to. Because she thinks it's good for me to hear it. To also, not say it in lip service, but Mechadik Zayn myself. So everyone can listen to what I'm saying to myself. The four main points over here. Everyone discusses, especially going to Chutzlah, is keep it of aim. The second thing is mitzvah the Sigil of Torah. The third thing is the Indian of the Nisrenes you have mitzvah Indian of Shalom Bayis. The first thing is you have to recognize that you stand from the Torah and you have to Mekadoshim Shemayim. Those are just the four points, very simple. Now each one is not simple, that's for sure. The first thing is, let's start with the Indian of Torah, the Chashivus of Torah. Might we spent 6 months learning, studying, growing. Kamas Bein Azmanim. When is a person not supposed to learn? The Gemara in Menachah says, Bezman Shlo Yom V'Lei Laila. We're supposed to always learn, except people, it's hard, it's tough, you sweat, you work, you need time to mechazik to rejuvenate yourself. So the question is always, what is the show, how much person to learn Ben Azmanim, what not to go learn? So first, anyone here about his Makshiv Torah, anyone came the last day is Makshiv Torah, so we have to tell people to Makshiv it in every word, entire mitzvah, in case the Schar is there, about his Choshev, that's Choshev. The question on how practically to apply it. So just what you see with Chosh is the Maisa, every person says and everyone can do is put in the first Seder. All the Shivas, go to Chutzlar, everyone's full first Seder. The Mir, Chaim, Berlin, Tarmadas, Tarmimo. The Mir over here is full first Seder. In the afternoon they have something called Camp Mir. Fine, that's the afternoon. But every single person can put in the first Seder. That's bullshit. Your wife will be Makshivit. People around you will respect it and it makes your whole day different. The second day of the night table is something else, but everyone puts in the 4 hours the letter that was signed by the stifler, Chaim Shmuelovitz, Rosh Hashanah, Amir, and all the Gedolim, that we put in the 4 hours. And they put some kubal, the old Bnei Yeshiva, put in the first Seder. Now, first Seder, 4 hours, however long you want to take exactly, something like it to be 3 hours, but everyone can put in the first Seder, till Mincha, that's not a Shiloh. It makes the Bein Zman different, and make sure that your Bein Zman is not wasted, and the whole Zman that you've stagnant grew to not go back to the wayside. About it, it's a chayis a person has to go do. No, whatever he needs to get done in your house, with your family, with your mishpacha, there's enough hours after the night, and also till your family gets ready in the morning, not till you get them and schlep them and get dressed, and wherever they have to go, it takes an hour or two. And if you tell them that's what I do first aid, I learned the makshir. Your shvel will makshir, and your parents will makshir, and your wife will makshir. That's what you do first aid. Now, what do? You have to go to the base manager to learn. Now, it's much easier to learn with the chavrusa. That's bullshit. It's a better machayev, because you cannot tell your wife, you know, I'm going to learn by yourself. She knows you have chavrusa. I'm mishumatim. For some other reason, I respect it more. You know, your parents understand it more. My chavrusa is winning. You have to go somewhere. There's an interesting shalom. Maybe you can lie to them and tell them you have a chavrusa, come you don't. You can't design start climbing the shalom. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But practically, life is better than my style of chavrusa. You can certainly learn. You come there, you learn, you stay, and you put in the first day there. The interesting Chavrusa time discusses that a person, if you put in this time that he needs to learn Torah, then the time when he has to spend with his family, his kids, afternoon and night, shpach, what he has to go do, his pesach cleaning, he'll get schach that also, because all in the avodah for an order that he can go learn. Let's say it's free time, he does not go learn, so the Chavrusa time, not only you get an einish, the free time he could go learn, the time that he ate and slept, all those times also that you really had a good excuse, you can't say einish, right? You did not learn in the time that you had time to go learn. So it comes out, you learn your first Seder, you get tchak for all days, gewaldik. If you don't learn first Seder, you can get punished for second night Seder. It's not kedai. Push is not kedai. Anyone's makshav Torah, you lost out the schar, you get a punishment for it. So first thing, the sugya of Torah, vadi, you have to go learn Torah. And the mukubal, again, all yeshivas, you'll see, it's fine, but you cannot get a seat first Seder, ben ezmanim. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Something that every yeshiva can map that way, it's very hard to get a seat, and everyone should learn the first Seder, that's for sure. Second sugya is the sugya mitzad, meaning that most of us are going to be around our parents or our in-laws. Someone reason yesterday was asked by a couple of people, do we have to makshir our in-laws? Not sure why it's that question, but first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. First time in halacha is Simon Reishman, there are two Reishman, I know. The other Reishman, the one of Yerdeya. That's something that everyone should learn before they go back, Ben Azman, and just an 8 to 12 in the airplane, you do a chazara, two, three pages of Shulchan Aruch on Sugya Reishman, on Kibbutz of Aim. This is also yet Mechabit in-laws. One mitzvah halacha, and also it's very practical to give them COVID. Some people you should not bite the hand that feeds you, and some people some make special advice with your wife. So mitzvah practicality, you sure the mitzvah kibud avim, mitzvah nechiv is a chiv. Gabon the rice machloek is a good question. Mavad is a chiv. You have to mechaber them. It's very hard. It's nesoyin. The Gemara writes in Kedushin how it's a schus sometimes not to have nesoyin. This year Pesach, well, I'm not having nesoyin. My parents and in-laws not here. Well, chutzpah it's nice. It's nesoyin. Maskim. It's very tough and tempting to say things back to them. Especially any yeshiva guy is very sharp. Always say sharp lines back to them. Maisa, it's a richas yomim. It's a chiyuv, a responsibility to work upon the end of kibud avim. Second thing, a third thing is that mitzad. Your parents, and the second thing mitzad is Torah. One is mitzad your family itself. You call it shalom bayis. You call it just surviving. I don't know what you want to call it. But you have a family. Now you have a responsibility to your kids and to your wife. Sometimes people think they have benes manim for themselves. Just know that your wife is looking forward to benes manim also. She's waiting to spend time with you. And the kids are waiting for benes manim also. You go on trips with them. It's not just your benes manim. Someone reads an after benes manim. You usually need a benes manim to recuperate. Mice man's mom is tough. Has its times that you can relax, but there are responsibilities. Everyone has a mishpacha. The mishpacha has demands and wants. Some are to clean the Pesach, some are to take them to the ships. Eilav rechlav, eilav asusim, rechlav b'shem Hashem. But mice, there are competing elements going on over here. You have to walk in with the mindset of ben manim that you can get the first aid is yours. But besides the shalom bayis, besides the children, they have a right to the schos to also demand it. Usually most people, the wives, they gave up the family in chutzlaret, and they look forward that every day you come first and second seder. You usually go to night seder, most of us. They expect it and want it. This is their chance to make a bond, to continue the bond with the husband. Something that they're looking forward to also. So vade, we are choy for them, responsible for them, and hopefully you enjoy being around them. Sometimes it's not that simple, but you have to appreciate them. Now, it's not that easy to walk into a mindset to have the shalom bayis. To say over two stories, I've said them before, but my wife said I say them over a second time, a third, and a fourth time. One is by my brother Chasna in Miami, and Shmuel Kamenetsky was sitting over there, and I was waiting till some people show up. So I went over to him and asked him, "So what should your wife do for you?" A little close to me, but yes, Shmuel, what should your wife do for you? And he's like, "What?" He starts to ask me something. So I asked him again, and then was quite around, but the Chasna says, like, I'm asking Shmuel, "What should your wife do for you?" Finally, he grabs my arm and tells me very loud, do you know what John F. Kennedy said? He said, don't ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Don't ask what your wife can do for you. Ask what you can do for your wife. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Another story. Verizon says over, I don't know, on tape. One time, after Tavadas, when his Chavarim is walking back forth from the Tavadas, he's looking at his watch, looking at the clock, looking at his watch, looking at the clock. Obviously, he's waiting for his wife to come. And you see the guy, how he's walking back and forth, getting antsy. You know, he's waiting when his wife comes, what's going to happen? Fireworks. So, he still rises and tells him, when your wife comes, tell him that Suli says don't get angry. God created women this way, their time is not their specialty. Fine, he walks away. Car pulls off, the wife comes, of course, late. He gets in the car and she's ready for it. And she says, Shuli said not to get angry. God made you this way. If you walk in the mindset that Kadosh Baruch Hu made her this way, and you walk in the mindset, the mindset sometimes going to ask, what does your wife need from you? It's much easier than Benazmanim. It's easier with that mindset. I'm not saying it's easy. It's easier. You have to have a correct mindset walking to Benazmanim, that your family, the Mishpach around you, they have a right to have a school also. What do they need? What do they want? You have to help them out also. And then the students they have, God created them that way. Yo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why yell your anger and frustration at him? And the gates are all midas, punishes, the gates midas, how do you work at midas? B'shas ma'isa, you walk one way and one another way. Before you talk it, you say lip service, you do the musas for him. B'shas ma'isa, you can't do that. You can't work your logic. You have to act that way. Things can make you blow up, you act calm, you count to 10. Things that you want to be happy, you smile a lot. Baruch Shek once told me, Yisrael, only if you're happy, you smile. If you smile, you're happy. As you said, you want to work on something, b'shas ma'isa, you have to have the chisayos or the panimius. Mitzad in the shalom bayis, mitzad in the relating to your family during ben zmanim. You said that you have to walk in with a correct mindset, and then work on that mindset, work in being knowing that way ben zmanim. Last thing is, I heard the Rashi that Tzal speak about. It's very important. You said, is that you have to realize that everyone over here represents Bnei Torah, and therefore wherever we go, whether it's Chutz Laaretz or different trips, what they see of Bnei Torah, everyone over here, we live in Bnei Torah. Wherever you go out, people just, whatever they see, how you are annoyed, that's what they think Bnei Torah is. Now whether you are Bnei Torah or not, Rav Shlomach and Tshuva writes again, Suya Chil Hashem, is not what you really are. You can be the biggest Arfar, biggest Varf. However, if people think you are a Talmud Chacham, you get a Talmud Chacham. You get a Mekamshim Shemaim, but people look at you, you're Bnei Torah, you have to get a Bnei Torah, whether you think you learn or not. That's the, what you represent. Therefore, Shiva that's out of example, go to Chutz Laaretz. When they see guys come back from Eretz Yisrael, from the mirror to Chutz Laaretz, the Baal Batim, they see how you're knowing them. You might be Ben Azmanim, and therefore you want to wake up late and down by the later minute of Yom Tekrishma under your blankets, or you want to go play your sports games, play, so you walk in the streets with shorts, whatever, on Hoga, or Shiva, other people say, oh, but people do. That's all they see. They don't see the whole year. The Baal Batim don't see that. It makes a ashpa upon them. Ashpa whether they send their kids there, whether or send their money there to Shiva Smir, whatever, it makes a ashpa upon them. And therefore it makes a ashpa upon also your siblings, how you act, your father will mock Shiva if you act correctly, if not, Hashem correct, not that way. Therefore, wherever you are, it's very important that you act and be knowing as a Ben Torah. Agam, you may be excused, so you don't just be Seder. But the get of a Ben Torah, the Gemara says, you have a higher level. The Nachshim more. No yelling and screaming, walking the street, have a sitting on Hogo. Agam, people tell me, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because you represent Torah, and therefore they look down upon Torah for that reason, and therefore it will come out to sight the money, sight the children, sight the people around them, and they'll be little. You act with the covet, they see how, what you turn into, or what you are the mice right now. The Chshivat HaTorah, the Fagert, to make a different Hashpa upon them, it makes their whole year different. So you have to understand, when it comes to Ben Azmanim, there's an in over here that you are representing Torah, you stand for Torah, and you have a responsibility to shine and give off what the guidance of Torah is, than hug of Torah. So it comes out, the Gerd Ben Azmanim, give the four main things, everything else is side gravy, but the main things rather is that, number one, is that we have Torah, we spent the whole Azmanim, the beginning of Azmanim, I actually forgot, 6 months ago, we did the Yichud. We can't do Chazara. We don't do Chazara. You did the Yichud. Some of us finish off the loss of Issa Vehatu. You can't do Chazara. Nida. 5 months of a Nida. You have a test of actually another 6 months of the whole entire Nida. You have to do Chazara. If you do Chazara only in 6 months from now, it will be as if you learned fresh. You have to do Chazara. Ladakh, you can do Nida. You can do Megillah. You can learn whatever Sugi you want. Pesach, you can learn things together, Meister, but you have to learn Torah. You have to Machshu Torah. In case, Knegin Kol HaMitzvahs, you have to learn Torah Aleph. The second thing again is that you have, in fact, Kibbutz of Aim is very important to be Chris Yomim. The person has to work on it. And again, the way to do it is two things. Number one is learn the halacha, take out Shulchan Aruch, open up, spend a half hour. It only takes a little, the whole halacha is Kibbutz of Aim, a half hour. Then, hopefully, in the coming of the Nisayin, which will happen 100%, the Nisayin will happen, maybe you'll have an opportunity and a chance to overcome it. Third is negate to Mishpacha. You have to work in the mindset that they have a schus also for your time. They have a schus for their wanting also. And Kachbacha created your kids and your wife and the people around you in that situation. And the fourth thing is the mindset you have a chiv, kashim, shemayim, and every action that you do is being magnified, and they're going to judge it, and they're going to take it with them. And this is what Ben Torah the Maisa represents. If you work on these things and you prepare it before and try to chazik each time, and taka, you be zeicha to have a kosher and pesach, a prelach and pesach. And that's talking to Ben Azmanim.